Welcome to the Naked Relationship Podcast. I'm Adam, and today it's just me. Kelly is still dealing with some stuff, some personal stuff, and so she's kind of going through a little bit of a difficult time. So it's just going to be me today, but we've got some exciting stuff to talk about, including a very fun play date last night involving a female that I played with a couple of weeks ago. So this is a very exciting episode because we're not just talking about that. We're also talking about our Twitter poll of the week, as well as maybe potentially a few other things that I want to potentially dive into. However, first, we're going to give a big shout out to altplayground.net. Not only are they sponsoring this episode, but they have some exciting news. And that is, in partnership with Front Porch Swingers, Brian and Brenna, they are hitting the road. They are sponsoring a tour bus for Alt Playground that will be traveling the country. And on this tour, Brian and Brenna will be meeting with management from local clubs and events to try to figure out how they can make the lifestyle a better place for you. They will also be doing a small meet and greet in various cities. So be sure to check out Front Porch Swinger social media accounts for the travel schedule. Join the fun when they're in your town. They've got giveaways, events, and so much more. Now, with the events, it's not going to be 30,000 pack stadium. It's not even going to be a 100-person event cap. It's going to be a lot smaller than that, and the reason is because Brian and Brenna will be paying attention to state and local guidelines, and they are monitoring those because they are very fluid right now. With that being said, we are pleased to partner with them, and we are pumped for this fucking trip because Brian and Brenna have been talking to us about this trip for months, and so we are excited that they're finally about to hit the road next month. So, pumped for you guys. All right, so to kind of get into today's episode, before we get into the exciting play date, one thing that I want to talk about is the Twitter poll of the week. So this week's Twitter poll was actually from several weeks back, and it involves dating sites when you prefer them. Hopefully you're using Alt Playground, and it specifically has to do with the first message. So a lot of people don't really show their faces on their profiles. So for some people, like Kelly, it's hard to kind of gauge if you're attracted to them in a sexual manner. And for her, that's kind of how she gauges if she, you know, wants to continue to pursue maybe a potential coital interaction with these individuals or couples or whatever. And so for her, having a face picture is very important. And so this poll, the question is, when receiving a first message on a dating site, do you prefer them to send you a face picture when their faces are hidden from their profile pictures or the pictures on their profile? Now, little over two-thirds said yes, one-third said no. Take that how you will. I think it's interesting because even for me, you know, I can find a body very attractive, but at the same time, I also need to be able to find the face attractive. And everybody works differently. But for us, that's just how we kind of gauge sexual attraction. And it's not for everyone. And honestly, I'm more attracted to the personality, but I also need like a little bit of an attraction to the face as well. And that sounds so wrong, but at the same time, I feel like the majority of people need that level of attraction on some level. And so we get a lot of messages, first messages with people that they don't have any public pictures on their profile, or their first message is like a dick pic or something along those lines. And even on Grindr, when I get first message dick pics, I just block the fucker. It's pretty annoying because I don't know, I would just not necessarily buy me a drink first, but goddamn, like, at least show me that you're, like, at least willing to do more than just come pound my tight little asshole, or that you want me, or that you just want me to pound your little asshole, whatever. Regardless, I think potentially the reason for that is because Kelly and I, we want friends with amazing benefits. We want friends that we don't have the pressure to hook up with, but we can also hook up with, and we can go chill at their place, maybe watch a Seahawks game, maybe watch a Leeds United game, whatever, or a movie or whatever. And if sex happens, great. But if not, I'm fucking pumped just to hang out with my friends, you know, like no big deal. It's literally just a big, big bonus, no pun intended. And so I understand that some people need to keep a private, low profile, but I just kind of feel like when you're sending us at least a first message, try to show your face because, like I said, that's how we gauge a level of attraction. I mean, especially for Kelly, because a lot of the people that I'm into, she's just not. And having a face picture to kind of show her would be ideal because that way we're not wasting your time, you're not wasting our time. You know, I mean, we could still potentially be friends, which would be cool. But, you know, if the end goal for you is to have coital interactions with us at some point or another, we need to see what you look like because we need to know if we're attracted to you or not. We don't want to waste your time. We don't want to get 30 to 50 messages deep and then you show us a profile picture after we're like clicking on all cylinders and then we're just not physically attracted to you. That's not fun for anyone because then you're going to get friend zoned and not in a sexual way and feelings might get hurt. That's just, I don't know. For us, we prefer to have the face picture way more than a dick pic. And honestly, we kind of want you to send a face picture when you're sending a first message in general. That, you know, it's kind of like a, it's almost like a respect thing, I guess. It shows that, you know, we're not just a piece of meat to you or vice versa. It shows, hey, this is who we are. This is what we are, really. And then kind of maybe include some facts about you guys. Like, hey, we're this type of a couple, or I'm this type of a person. I'm into these types of things. This is what I'm looking for with a face pic. That would be the ideal, perfect first message. And if you send us that, we will either, like, regardless of attraction levels, we will either try to help you get laid because we will pass you along to our friends, or we will definitely want to potentially grab a beer or something, you know, maybe hang out. But it's just, don't be a dick and send a dick pic first, or, you know, like, that's just not really, for the majority of people, I'd say that wouldn't really get you far, you know, in general. Like I said, on Grindr, I block those people. I don't know. It's like, no two dicks are the same, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we want to see those first. Even as a bisexual male that enjoys penis, I don't want to see that shit. You know, I'd rather see your face. Anyway, that's the Twitter poll. And again, the results were essentially 2/3. Yes, they want to see face pictures first message. 1/3 said not really a big deal. There were some comments, though, where one of our Twitter followers said that they don't tend to send a face picture on first message hidden on a public profile as they value their privacy, so they don't expect it in return. So I think that that's great that they're not expecting it if they're not giving it. So I think that is very respectable. I do think that, you know, I'm sure that they run into some trouble where some people like us or say, hey, do you have a face picture? But, you know, maybe that's something that in the next couple of messages that is being given out, you know, and so I think that that's pretty cool. And then another Twitter follower said, generally, no. As long as the public pics give a good sense, we're fine to banter a bit and get to it if we seem compatible. People can be hot as fuck, but if their personality sucks, it's a no-go. I completely agree with the second part of that. People can be hot, but if the personality sucks, it's a no-go. You could be a fucking 12, like Kelly is, but if your personality is shit, you're like a negative 12 in my book. But in terms of the, if the public pics give a good sense, I can kind of get behind that, but at the same time, I need to see the face at the end of the day. I mean, the body will only get you so far with me, be honest. It doesn't take much for me to be physically attracted to you, but I guess, like, for me, the face, the reason why I need the face, most importantly, is probably because I need to know that, I feel like the face will kind of tell you a lot about the individual's, at least, like, cleanliness and all these other things. I don't know. Maybe that's just nitpicky. Maybe that's a douchey thing to say on my part, but I feel like you can read a lot about the face. I mean, about the person just by looking at their face. What other comments we got? This one, Lone Star Gentleman on Twitter said, prefer yes, but not a non-negotiable. I wouldn't get too invested in a dialogue without a face picture, though. And I think that's a very good approach to it. I think that, you know, maybe some intro messages with, hey, this is what we're looking for. This is our names, whatever, is like a great way to start. But then, like, I wouldn't necessarily tell life stories without, like, knowing who the fuck you're talking to. You know, I think that that's a very good approach by the Lone Star Gentleman. The other two Twitter accounts that responded were Beach Bed Couple and His Cock Her Tail. Those are all of their Twitter handles. So shout out to you three for commenting on this. And we'll be continuing this trend next week with our next Twitter poll. All right. So to kind of get into the meat and potatoes of this week's episode, a couple episodes ago when we were at Kelly's grandmother's house in Las Vegas, we talked about how I luckily kind of like lucked into having game, which really wasn't having game. It was just like I got nervous, wanted to kind of leave. So did she. She wanted to go to the local swinger bar here. And I just said, hey, do you want to go? Let's go. I'll drive you over there. And when we left the restaurant, the bar, whatever, I asked her if she just wanted to go to the hotel and play. To which Thankfully, she said yes. So fast forward almost a month, really, we finally get to play again. And so throughout this month, she's had a lot of shit going on. She's been sick. She's had a wedding with a bridezilla. She was in the, she was like a bridesmaid. And she had a lot going on this week. And so, or this past month. And so for a little bit there, I thought she was disinterested in me because like the communication really slowed down at some points. But eventually it picked back up again and we were able to play last night. So how this whole thing set up was, I'm not overly proud of it in terms of the overall setup of the hot night that we had, because Kelly and I were planning on going on like a day trip to the beach, and we were going to take our dogs with us. And so I was planning on that, and that's where my finances were going to go to. And so the night before, the day before we were going to go to the beach, Kelly and I were cuddling in bed. I picked my baby girl, my beautiful, beautiful Sydney ma'am. I picked her up, I put her on the bed, had her on her back. I was playing with her belly, giving her all those belly rubs and stuff that she loves. And I look over at Kelly, and then Sydney just fucking squeals, like in pain, like yelps. And so at first I didn't think like it was anything serious. And then, you know, she did it again a couple more times throughout the rest of the day. So we kind of figured it was something serious. And we decided that if Sydney ma'am wasn't feeling any better the next day when we were supposed to go to the beach, we were not going to go. We were not going to leave our beautiful baby girl behind and enjoy the day without her, because one of the things that we wanted to do was, one, Kelly relax. Two, was for our dogs to see the ocean for the first time. And it wouldn't have been right to do it without Sydney ma'am there. Our other dog is my father-in-law's dog, Lady, but Sydney ma'am is, oh, she's just so precious. Anyway, so we ended up canceling that beach trip, and we took her to the vet. And so money kind of went from being for the beach to being for other things that kind of took priority. And so when this particular female reached out and said, hey, let's play sometime this week, whatever, I told her that, you know, next paycheck, like next, as you're listening to this, next Friday would be better because I get paid that day. I'd be more than willing to either go have these on a hotel or however she wanted to work that out. And because she lives 2 hours away, so we just want to meet halfway, whatever. And instead of like waiting, she said, no, I'm just going to book the hotel, whatever, it's fine. And I felt like an ass. But regardless, I guess I'm getting it next time. And so, I don't know. Anyway, regardless, she booked the hotel. I tried my damnedest to, you know, metaphorically fight with her and say, let me like pay half, whatever. And she was like, nope, not doing it. Anyway, I'm not proud of it. I'm really not. I wish she would have let me put some money down on it at least. But hey, I guess keep things fair, I'll get the next one. So anyway, moving forward, I show up 15 minutes late because of traffic. Not ideal. I left on time. I should have left early. Some of the interstate that it takes to get there was under road construction, which I should have known, but I don't really go up that far, really ever. I ended up showing up 15 minutes late. I shared my location with her so she could see where I was at and what my ETA was. So I get close, I call her, I apologize profusely, and I get there, I knock on the door, and she's wearing some white silk lingerie with panties that really show off her ass, really, oh gosh. When I tell you, it was a treat. She looked amazing. And so I get in there, and she closes the door, and we almost immediately start making out. Like, we didn't even really say, hi, how you doing? Didn't have the small talk, didn't really do any of that. And we just start making out. Eventually, I start playing with her boobies and start, because her nipples are really sensitive. Like, she loves a lot of nipple play. So I start, you know, doing that with her. And then eventually I work my way down to her pussy. And when I tell you she was wet, I'm telling you, we could have like bottled that stuff and sold it. It was that kind of wet, like Niagara Falls almost, without like the waterfall. And so I ended up going down on her for a good while, and then eventually she kind of like, we dry humped until I came, and at which point I licked it up off of her labia, and then we made out, like kind of like a cum swap type of deal, but it was my cum that I was making out with her. And So the reason I did that was because she told me that was one thing that she really wanted to do. And it was one thing that I think I had wanted to do as well, but I hadn't had that opportunity, I guess. Maybe that's a poor excuse. But anyway, so then after that, we, you know, kind of just hang out for like, felt like 2 minutes. And then we started at it again. Only this time, like, there's a condom involved because her pussy felt so good when she was like dry humping me. That so part of Kelly and I's rules is that a condom is 100% mandatory at all times for penetrative sex of any kind unless it's oral, which is a very good rule to have. And so with this individual, when we're dry humping, it's like condomless, right? And so I'm sitting there like wishing it would just go in. And then immediately follow that thought with, it's not worth my marriage. Which is like an interesting, like, maybe it's a juxtaposition. I don't know if that's the right word. But it's just, it's funny because like your sexual primal urges are just like begging and begging for it. And at the same time, your conscience is thinking about your wife and your marriage and your relationship and how to protect it and how not to fuck it up. So I just, you know, I just thought that was funny because, you know, at the end of the day, like, I didn't put it in raw. I value my marriage. I love Kelly to death, and no one is worth my marriage. No one. Like, Kelly's means so much more to me than a friend that I can hook up with. Like, Kelly is, like, she's my night and day. Like, she hung the moon and the stars, if you will. You know, like, she means that much to me. And so, anyway, so this particular girl and I think she started blowing me, which is like very fucking good. Like in Kelly's universe, I would say, because typically no one's in the same universe as Kelly, let alone the same ballpark as Kelly in terms of oral skills. And so this is probably like the closest anyone has been to Kelly's skills that I've ever had. And it was really good. So that transitions into like her sitting on my face at one point. And just like riding it. And I love like my face being used as a chair. And I think the reason is because like Kelly doesn't like to do it a lot because she squirted in my mouth one time and she claims she almost drowned me, which is not the case. Like I enjoyed it. I just wasn't expecting her to squirt. And regardless. So, you know, I'm going to town. Like we're humping where she starts riding my dick and it feels really good. And so eventually, after maybe like a minute of that, she just assumes the position of doggy style and was like, fuck me. And I'm like, I salute her and I say, ma'am, yes, ma'am. And what do? I walk out the door. No, I'm kidding. I did what I was told. I fucked the shit out of her from behind. And you're like, I'm fondling her breasts as we're doing it. And eventually, I'm pretty sure she came pretty hard, well, for penetrative sex. I'll get into the different types that she comes here in a minute. And so eventually I come and then like we take probably a 10-minute break or something along those lines and we're just chilling. And then she just basically walks up and sits her pussy on my face. And I'm not complaining. I am not complaining. Although I will say typically I do not like going down on pussy after latex has been inside of it, because like for me, like the latex taste is not really something that I enjoy tasting. And I don't know if it was the condoms or how wet she was, because she was like, she was still just fucking soaked wet. And but like I couldn't taste the latex and I was not complaining. I was eating that pussy like it was chicken chow mein. I forget what reference that comes from, but or what TV show that comes from. My old mate used to say that as a reference. It's one of the TV shows used to watch involving a prison and some prison guards. I don't know. Anyway, and so that turns into her riding me again and then like some more fucking and then obviously I come again. We ended up fucking 4 or 5 times and I think I came 2 more times and we fucked because we did the dry hump and then we kind of did another dry hump later on where I was just like rubbing my cock on her clit while both of us were sitting in front of each other. And I came pretty hard from that. I got like cum drunk like twice. Like that's hard to do. And that happened twice. And like I got a nice fucking buzz from it. It was awesome. But there is several times where she came through penetrative sex. But for her, she comes like, and Kelly's kind of like this too, so I can understand it. She comes way harder from a toy in clitoral stimulation than penetrative sex. And so I understand that. And so for her, she doesn't always know when she comes through penetrative sex, because like on a level of like holy shit factor of, in terms of how intense the orgasm is, for her, I guess maybe like coming like on a scale of, let's say, 1 to holy shit being 10, okay? Using a toy, she comes probably minimum of an 8 factor, okay? But with penetration, she might be at like a 2 through maybe a 4 to 5, okay? And so later on, I probably between, like before the last time we had sex, I went and got food because I hadn't eaten dinner and it was pushing midnight, okay? Like I hadn't eaten dinner. I was fucking starving. I had no energy. I had like no saliva in my mouth. I was thirsty. And, you know, if you're putting balls in holes and if you're licking things, you kind of need some saliva and you also need some energy to do those things. So I went and got some food. She didn't want any. And I came back. It was just like takeaway, drive through. And I came back and while I'm eating, like she's basically, while I was gone, she was just like sending me like nudes saying fucking hurry. So then I get back and I'm eating it. And as I'm eating it, she's just using her wand on herself. And so eventually, like I help her climax through not only her toy, but also through like fingering her while she was using her her wand. And she came really fucking hard that time, easily the hardest of the night, because she came several times through penetration, which was awesome. I'm glad that I could help her with that and get her there, because that's one of my goals, like for my partners, to get them to come. And so mission accomplished there, probably not nearly as much as I would like to have gotten her there, but hey, we got her there several times, so hopefully she had a good night. And I don't know, it was very exciting for me because I was able to help get her there. And because like, I try to be as selfless as possible when I'm playing, because it's not all about me. I'm not trying to like pump and dump. In fact, I just can't subscribe to that ideology or practicality or anything like that. But anyway, eventually we're just kind of like laying there on the bed, not cuddling or anything, maybe a foot between us. And it hits me that if I close my eyes, there's a good chance I'm going to fall asleep. So I get up and leave, and she tried to get me to go one more time. And honestly, like the amount of times that I came in a relatively quick fashion, like I'm a huge fucking wanker. I probably wank it minimum several times a day. Maybe on a high day, it's probably going to be like between 4 and 5 minimum. On a normal day, at least twice. But to come between 6 and 7 times in a 4-hour window for me is very difficult, even though I have a very quick recovery time. I didn't think that I could satisfy her one more time, but she kept wanting to go, and I felt so bad for denying her in that way. But eventually I got home, and you know, on my way home, she texted me and said that she had a great time and she thanked me. And so today she texted me and said something along the lines of basically that she had an amazing time. She always like, she wanted more and that I looked cute, which is a nice compliment. And she also said nothing but compliments for me. She loved every minute of it. And I said, promise, question mark. And she said, promise, I want more, LOL, which I think is fucking awesome, because her friend from like the last time that her and I played, her friend also had some males over in the hotel room later, like after we got there. And her friend really wasn't, I don't know, like I'd never talked to her friend before, even in the group chat that we belonged to. But I also wasn't expecting anything from her sexually. You know, I wasn't trying to make a move on her or anything like that. Not that I would know what the fuck to do anyway. But I got the vibe that her friend didn't like me. And so come to find out that this particular friend, after we had hooked up, like she, after, okay, so the friend's name will be, we'll say Jessica, okay? And the girl that I hooked up with both times, we'll say her name is, I don't know, we'll say Aspen, okay? So Jessica said to Aspen, hey, the only reason you did that, like the only reason you went back to the hotel room with Adam was because you had a few drinks. And kind of like taking a shot at me almost. I don't know if that was her intentions, but, you know, Kelly and I both kind of took it that way. But, you know, Aspen then said, hey, no, I'd been talking to Adam for several weeks. That was the plan. That was our intentions before we even showed up to the restaurant. And, you know, she even went as far as to say, Adam knows how to fuck. And apparently Jessica was like, yeah, you look like you were dying over there. Because, like, apparently I fucked her raw. And anyway, I'm not trying to toot my own horn here. I don't know. I think, like, when people say you know how to fuck, that's a good compliment. That is a very good compliment to have. And so I appreciate it. I don't know if you're listening, but I do appreciate that. And so Aspen and I do want to hang out again. I think that she's awesome. I would love for her husband, her, like the four of us to get together. I think that would be fun. I've never met her husband, but I would like to. He seems like an interesting guy. And I think that, who knows, maybe this could be a potential opportunity, you know, if things go well, that we find that couple again, that is like everyone just hits it off really well, regardless of sexual orientations or anything like that. Just we could all be like good mates. I think that would be cool. I think that'd be fun. And that would be just fucking awesome. But regardless, that's going to do it for this week's episode. Please don't forget to check in with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at TNR Podcasts. Our website is thenakedrelationship.com. And if you are listening, if you do follow us on Instagram, or if you're not, please do. And please send Kelly a message on Instagram, just letting her know that you appreciate her, that you hope everything is going well. And yeah, and for those of you who have already done that, thank you so fucking much. It means a lot to Kelly, and it also means a lot to me, because it shows that our fans care about more than just the content that we produce. Because as a creator, you know, it's our life that we're basically sharing with you, our stories and our experiences. And so it's very easy for that to be materialized as a fan. You know, you always have that fan that goes up to the celebrity or whatever, and all they want is a selfie to brag that they, you know, I wouldn't even say met, because you didn't really meet. You just like ran into them, got a picture, and left. But it's nice to know that that's not all that we have. And we appreciate the fuck out of that, because, you know, it shows that you care about us as more than just the material that you hear from us, more than just what you listen to or see on social media, that you appreciate us for more than just being a creator, that you care about us as individuals. And so that means a lot. And even those who reached out on Twitter and Instagram, just, it means a lot to us. So just thank you. Wow, I'm kind of tearing up. Anyway, moving along there, folks, there's nothing wrong with crying. Just saying, it's very healthy. But before I get too long-winded into that, thank you again for those who reached out to us. And so in closing, Kelly and I are still planning on revealing our faces at some point in the near future, just trying to finalize the photography behind it and the idea that we want to do. It was going to be a boudoir type of esque shoot, but we are kind of unsure if we still want to go that route. The other thing is fullswapshop.com. You can buy our merch, check it out. And if you do buy our merch, send us a picture of you repping it in one way or another, using it if it's a mug, and we will throw the picture up on the social media. And so it's a great way to kind of stay in touch with us there. And also, again, please check out allplayground.net. Not only is it an amazing place to live, learn, and grow online for the lifestyle, but there are amazing people over there behind the scenes, guys. Like, I can't say that enough. And someone that's been on both sides of the fence through athlete marketing, sports marketing, and stuff like that, they are an amazing company. And everything that they try to do as a business, everyone's goal should be to make money. But at the same time, All Playground looks after you and they care about you. And it's not all about the money for them. They want you to have an amazing experience, not only on their website, but off of their website as well. So allplayground.net, check them out, join our community on there, listen to our podcast on there while you're finding your next sexy play date, and let us know what you think about All Playground, because we are sure that you will love it. We use it individually aside from the free account that we get from All Playground, because we want to be able to bring you the unbiased truth of how we feel about it. And quite frankly, we fucking love it. We love All Playground. So check them out, let us know what you think. And again, thank you for listening. And in the words of my father-in-law, adios.